Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Let's get into some company results, right? And take a look at a stock which has featured in many an investment portfolio. Naspers, one of the largest and leading businesses that is listed on our Johannesburg Stock Exchange, also has a dual listing, is a company that is best known in South Africa for its online retailer, Takealot, which is still reporting a trading loss, but it has narrowed in comparison to previous years. To help contextualize the numbers for us regarding Naspers and its local operations is Mudiwa Gavaza, business writer for the Business Day and Financial Mail. Mudiwa, always a pleasure to speak to you, sir. You always know how to simplify these numbers for us. So thanks again for joining us tonight.
Good evening, Google. It is a very interesting time. I'm actually in Cape Town for these results. Congratulations to Naspers. I think this has been a long time coming in terms of them, reaching its profitability.
Yeah, and maybe let's talk about that, right? Because from a group point of view, Naspers is actually a very different organization to where it was 10, 15, even 20 years ago, really dominating within the digital e-commerce space, especially from a global perspective.
It certainly is, because I think, you know, famously, that's a business that was held around let's call it a lot of the media businesses. They were, you know, that's how they started out, ventured into the world of the internet. And now, you know, they look like an e-commerce type of business that is focusing on online retail. You're looking at classifieds, fintech, as well as, payments, classifieds, fintech. Yes, and then I think the last one is EdTech. Mm-hmm. And for the most part, you know, this portfolio had been driven by China's Tencent. You know, it's seen as one of the biggest venture capital moves ever in the world. A $30-odd million investment that has now turned into a $100 billion, company. Mm-hmm. But the big issue why all of this was important is because Naspers management was under pressure to show that there's more to the group than just that Tencent holding, that they are able to operate businesses and that they actually know how to run and operate businesses. So a lot of pressure made that thing happen.
A lot of pressure, and you're quite right, really, showing the growth that has come through from a number of its operations there, and adding, I see, according to your article here, 8 billion rand to its market cap. This is a huge business, and one of the factors that contributes to the group is Takealot, that we as South Africans would be very familiar with, including the likes of Mr. D, Media 24. Let's talk about Takealot, because for such a huge e-commerce business that has garnered a lot of traction, we would have assumed that it's turned profitable by now. But help us contextualize the numbers in the narrowing of the loss, but still a lot of growth opportunities ahead of it.
One of the things that people need to think about when it comes to where we sit, especially with Takealot, is if someone can remember what Amazon looked like in the, I'm going to call it that first decade of Amazon from about 97 into the early 2010s, they famously went through a period where they made a lot of losses. And that's basically the phase in which, you know, Takealot finds itself. It's an e-commerce business. They make a lot of money. They're the biggest e-commerce player in South Africa. But because they're still investing in a lot of that growth, think the warehouses, think the delivery infrastructure, think the technology, because they're still pumping a lot of money into there, they've had to ride out a lot of losses. And that's where that particular business, you know, continues to find itself, because they're still investing in a lot of that growth. So that's where the Takealot business finds itself. And then the other thing is, you know, simply the fact that we do find ourselves in a bit of an economic downturn. Consumers, you know, still under pressure, but at least, you know, they do find themselves a bit stronger, I'm going to call it, because they've established a good brand. And then I think just the last piece in terms of the things that they contend with is obviously the fact that we are in an environment where Amazon has recently come into the market.
Yes.
At the same time, Shein and Temu continue to pose a huge, competitive threat, to them. But when we talked to their group management today, they said, Amazon can come into the country, but we're ready. We've competed in a number of countries with Amazon, and we're not afraid of them.
Mm. I guess for us as South African consumers, how should we read this? As we know, Naspers weighs quite heavily in many portfolios. It's probably in our portfolios that, our pension funds are exposed to. But how should we be reading these numbers as South African investors?
There's a couple of things that people should take into consideration. The two parts of the businesses that have done the best is what's called the classifieds business, and then also the online retail business. Those are the two that have done well. Those are the ones that have done well. And then the ones that have not done well is on the fintech side, as well as on the, I'm going to call it the edtech side. People will remember that during COVID-19, online education had a real moment, right? And because of that, Naspers decided to double down and started investing quite heavily in that area. Mm-hmm. But they have admitted that they made a lot of mistakes in terms of how much they invested. They invested about $3.9 billion into online education. $3 billion of that amount went into three businesses. There's a business called Skillsoft, another one called Stack Overflow, and then I think another one called Byju's. And the valuation on all of those businesses has completely tanked, especially Byju's. That's a business that was once thought to be worth $22 billion, but they've now written down the value of their investment in that particular company to zero, to sort of show you just how bad the situation is on that front. So the way that I think people should read into it is that the guys have been able to deliver on their promise, but in delivering in that promise, you've got two profitable parts of the business that have basically made the whole portfolio, profitable in the aggregate. You still have edtech, you still have fintech that are making losses, and over time, what investors need to be holding management to account is, how are you guys helping to make those two parts of the businesses profitable? And then how are you growing the other two parts of the business, classifieds and online retail, even more than where they are right now?
100%. It's going to make for interesting conversations around the braai, Modiwa, next time we actually say, shall we buy Naspers? What are we doing with our valuations? But really appreciate the insight you've shared with us tonight and clarity on the numbers. Thank you as always, and enjoy Cape Town.
Thank you so much, Gugu.
Thank you. That's Modiwa Gavaza, business writer for the Business Day and Financial Mail, helping us simplify some of the numbers we saw from Naspers. As you heard, the company giving or sharing an update on its operations and earnings earlier on today in Cape Town. And of course, going on an investor roadshow to obviously update us on this.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.